This is Grant Acord
and Alex Gustafson.
And we are going to be talking about U.S. government today. How's it going today, Guffy?
It's going pretty well, Grant. Thanks for taking the time out of your Friday night to interview me for my final.
Hey, I'd rather be nowhere else, man. So let's get right into it. So you've been studying U.S. government for a while. So what is your favorite part about the U.S. system of government, just off the top?
You know, Grant, I think my favorite part is the avenues of participation available to the common person. I think it's a pretty big misconception that a lot of people have that the government kind of acts on its own will and is out to screw them over.
It's bigger than us.
Yeah, it's bigger than us. And people don't realize the power that they have in it. And learning all the intricacies and the different ways that people can do that has been really cool. I mean there are a variety of ways that can happen, whether it's by directly voting for your representative, writing letters, taking a case through the Supreme Court, writing an opinion, you know, getting your opinion.
Definitely, if you have, through, especially in a democracy, when more people participate, it just makes the whole thing healthier and run better. I totally agree.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that, you know, if there was a little bit more participation, there might even be a little bit less complaining.
Hey, man, I'm all for it. So, I mean, beyond that, what is your favorite branch and why do you feel this way?
My personal favorite branch is the judicial branch. I think it's pretty interesting that they're not elected and still have so much power to decide if laws are just or unjust. You know, the legislative branch can write and make the laws, and the executive branch can sign off on them and enforce them. And then there's just this other body that kind of sits off to the side and decides what's fair and what's not.
Yeah, definitely. Deciding whether what is good and evil has definitely plagued mankind for quite a while now, man, for sure.
Yeah, they definitely don't have the easiest job. And I think that, oh man, where was I going with that? You know, they don't have the easiest job, and the other cool thing about it is they can't actually enforce anything that they do. I think it's absolutely fascinating that they can make these judgments that have such an impact on our life. And at the same time, if the other branches don't cooperate, then nothing happens.
I totally understand. And that brings us into our next point. Checks and balances. How do you feel about them? I mean, are they even necessary? And, like, have they been effective since they've been implemented? You know, how do you feel about these?
I feel pretty good about checks and balances, Grant. I think they are necessary and they are effective. You know, it's a pretty complicated system with how they interact with each other, and I think it's really important. If the way that power is divided, kind of separating the military to the executive branch and giving the power to declare war to the legislature, you know, it stops a lot of rash decisions, and it can also. Yeah, stop people from getting too big for their britches, you know. I
completely think, understand when you take power and you give it to one man versus when you divide it up at least by three factions of 20 men. There's still problems that can arise, but it mitigates the risk significantly. I completely understand and agree, which brings us to the three groups of 20 men or so, you know. How has it changed how you feel about politicians? You know, it seems like all the time we're hearing about corruption, you know, people complaining about these people are just taking money and messing up our lives. Has this class changed how you view that? I'm not saying, you know, of course, that you view that way, but just... what is your view on this now that you've taken this government course?
It's a good question, Grant. I want to back up for just a second. You're talking about your three groups of 20 men, and that's the, like, as far as checks and balances and the different groups. I think it is really important that one group is mostly one man or woman, hopefully soon. And, you know, another one is this huge legislative body, and another one's kind of the smaller Supreme Court. You know, I think there's... it allows them to act at different speeds, and it's, which is good for the country.
I agree.
How do I feel about the politicians themselves? They have a job and they're doing their job, and it's a lot harder than people give it credit, you know, give them credit for. I think that
it's very easy to point fingers, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very easy to point fingers. And that was something that definitely stood out to me was how when people vote for their people, they really stand by them, with incumbents getting reelected around 90%. And just, you know, the way that money plays into it, everyone wants their guy to do the best for them.
It's a very interesting equation, isn't it?
Yeah. Everyone wants to do what's best for them, and they have a hard time realizing that other people will get to make that choice too. So I feel great about my politicians, that I voted for.
And that's what democracy really is about, though. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, whether or not you agree with it, I think everyone can agree that it's most important that everybody has equal say. Otherwise, what's the point, you know? And that leads me to my last point. What improvements do you think can be made to the U.S. government? Obviously, I don't think anyone thinks it's perfect, but, you know, it's easy to point at a flaw. Are there any things that you would change personally after reviewing this course?
First of all, I think these conversations are so complicated and so involved that
there's a lot of variables for sure.
Yes. And me saying, like, as one person that I want to change something right away, is almost foolish. I mean, it's hard to say that.
It's very shallow.
Yeah. But I think it's interesting what you said about everyone having equal say. I think that's really important, and that's something that I would definitely try to improve upon. I think any minority group in our country deserves just as much say as anyone else. And there are a lot of voting laws in place right now. And just our voting system in general, been shown to be pretty vulnerable and maybe not up to par as far as making sure that everyone is involved all the time as much as they should be.
I completely understand equal representation is very important to improving and keeping up a democracy such as our own. Well, thanks for having you on the show, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming. You have a great night.
Hey, you too, Grant. Thank you for being on the show with me as well. Wouldn't be here without you. I appreciate it, buddy.
This is Grant and Guffey signing off.